This is an ABC podcast.
Hello, my name is Nidge, and today on Imagine This, I'm going for a run next to my favourite river. I'm getting a little thirsty.
Have some water.
Yeah, good idea. I can't find a tap or a bubbler anywhere. Maybe I can have a drink from the river.
No.
Well, how about a little sip from that puddle?
No, it's dirty.
It might make you sick.
Oh, what about that one? It's pretty fresh.
No, it's dirty.
Ah, yes. And that's what today's question is all about.
Hi, my name's Ella, and I want to know, how is water made clean to drink?
How do we clean water?
I don't know.
Scrubbing brush?
No.
Shampoo?
No.
A loofah?
No.
Well, how?
We filter it because there's viruses and dirt.
There are some sort of special chemicals that we use and it goes through the tap water and it comes out fresh.
I reckon we should talk to my friend, Dr. Anna Rigosi. She's a water scientist and knows lots about clean drinking water. Let's go say hello. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Nidge. Hello, kids.
Hi, Dr. Rigosi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
We have a question for you. But first, can I please have a glass of water? I'm really thirsty.
Of course.
Wow, that's so much better. Thank you.
Prego. So, what was your question?
How is water made clean enough so that we can drink it?
How about we imagine we are drops of water so we can take the great water journey together?
Yeah!
Oh, I'm going see-through.
I'm all wobbly.
And I'm shrinking.
Pitter-patter, pitter-patter.
Oh, I'm flying. Hang on. Wait, I'm falling!
I'm wet, I'm soaking, I'm falling.
Looks like we're falling into a huge lake. Hold on, everyone.
We're coming in for a wet landing.
Get ready for a splash.
Look at all this water.
Yes, it's enough for a whole city to drink.
Where does it come from?
Well, this is called a water catchment area.
Ah, because they catch the water.
Yes, from rivers and lakes, rain from the sky, and even water that sits on the ground.
Ooh, there's bird poo in here.
And a frog.
Ew, we're dirty water.
Of course, it comes from nature. There is dirt and sand and mud.
We can't drink this.
Oh, there's a fish.
Don't worry, the fish won't make it into the taps. The first step of cleaning water is getting all these big bits out.
How?
Follow the stream.
I can feel us being pulled down.
It's like we're going down the drain.
Yes, we're heading into the water treatment plant.
Whoa, that's a big pipe. It's sucking us in.
Oh, we're going through a net. Huh, feels kind of nice.
This makes sure the big stuff stays out and just the water comes in.
Here we go.
Here we are in the sedimentation tank.
Anna, there's nothing happening.
Exactly. Sedimentation is when you let water sit still. After a while, all the dirt and sand sinks to the bottom.
And clean water is on the top.
Well, it's cleaner, but it's not clean drinking water yet. After sedimentation, the water is much clearer.
Yeah, look, the water's changing colour. It's clear at the top and dark at the bottom.
Exactly. The clear water is taken from the top of the tank and moved to the next step.
Where to next?
Filtration. Come on.
Hey, I can't move. We're stuck.
We're stuck in sand.
Yeah, there's tons of it.
Yeah, this is sticky.
Didn't we just get rid of all this?
Yes, But this sand is special. It's being used to filter the water.
How is sand cleaning the water?
Because of the small gaps, maybe the water will sink all the way down.
The bad stuff sticks to the sand and it drops down, then you can drink it.
Yes, the sand is really, really fine. That means each grain is very small, almost like powder. As the water moves through the sand, all the teeny tiny bits of dirt get stuck. But the water can move through it.
Anna, can we drink it now?
Almost. There is just one thing left to take out, and it's the smallest part.
Oh, what's that?
All the microscopic bacteria. Come on, let's wiggle through the sand and head onto the last stage.
What is it?
Disinfection.
Now this water is clear.
Crystal clear.
Yes, all the steps we've been through have done a great job at removing all the yucky things we don't want to drink. Now, the last step is disinfecting it.
The dirt has a lot of microbes and germs which get all absorbed into the water.
Exactly. That can make you sick. So a chemical called chlorine is added to the water to kill all the bad germs.
That's what goes in swimming pools.
Yes.
Chlorine is in the pool.
And you're not supposed to drink pool water.
There is way too much chlorine in the swimming pool to drink. But here, in a water treatment plant, much less is added to the water. And if the water is very clean at this stage, you don't have to add much at all.
Where does it go now?
In our cities, it's sent out to all the taps across thousands of kilometres of pipes.
Can we drink it now?
Yeah.
Woohoo! I'm drinking myself! Where else does this water go?
Well, it's not just kitchen taps. It's showers, garden hoses, and even toilets.
What?
After all this work cleaning it, it's just getting flushed down a toilet?
That's why it's so important to use water wisely. Come on, there is one last stop on our drinking water journey.
Hey, we're on a farm.
Hello, cows.
Hello, sheep.
What do cows have to do with drinking water?
They have a lot to do with it.
What do you mean?
Because the way we use land has a big effect on water.
How?
Well, fresh water comes from lots of places.
Yeah, it can melt on snowy mountains and then run down into rivers and lakes.
It can come from the ground under our feet.
And from the sky too. From rain and hail and snow.
It's all connected in a great big water cycle.
Does all of that water become drinking water?
It can become drinking water, but every step on the water's journey, it can get mixed with lots of things you don't want to drink.
Like what?
Like fertilizer from big farms, like this one. Or plastics and other chemicals that end up in our waterways.
Yuck, we don't want to drink that.
It's bad.
There are so many amazing ways to clean water, but the best thing we can do is make sure our water stays clean in the first place.
Use less plastic.
Clean up the rubbish.
Use less oil.
And there are others too, like eating fruits and veggies that are in season and don't have to travel too far to get to your plate.
Well, farms, oceans, a supermarket, drinking water is connected to so many things.
Yes. And it's all the same water.
Yeah, we can't make more water.
It keeps moving through the water cycle.
Water pools, dams, rain, and it flows down rivers, maybe in pipes, into the ocean. Then it gets heated up, then it becomes clouds and falls with rain again.
That's why it's so important we take care of the world's water.
Thanks, Anna.
Thanks very much for having us.
Thanks, Anna.
Bye.
See you.
Ciao.
Ciao. So, The water that comes out of the tap has been on a long journey from rain in the sky or water in a winding river all the way to a catchment area to be cleaned and treated. First, the water is cleaned with screens to get the sticks and leaves out.
And the little fishies.
Next, it's left to sit still so all the dirt and mud sinks to the bottom.
Sedimentation.
Then it's pushed through very fine sand.
It's a filter!
To catch any tiny particles. Next, it's cleaned, usually with chlorine, to kill any germs that could make us sick. Until it's ready to go through thousands of kilometres of pipes. All the way to the taps in your home. But that's not the end of the story, because it's a cycle.
The water cycle.
The water we use goes back into nature. We have to look after water and all the land it passes through, from skies to seas to fields to the tap. Imagine This is an ABC Kids Listen podcast hosted by me, Dr. Neeraj Lal. A big thanks to Dr. Anna Rigosi and all the kids on the show. Today's episode was recorded on the Gadigal, Wurundjeri, Kaurna, Darug, Noongar and Piramung nations. Written and produced by Sumia Bella with sound design by Wei Nguyen. Senior producer is Emma Gibbs. For more great podcasts to play, music to move and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. Free from your app store.